views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is the hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, break through patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you to move into more light, love, and, of course, truth. And before we get started, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave feeling expansive, inspired, lit up with new awarenesses and clarity, ready to show up differently. And so with that, the title of today's show is all around ending separation. And so first of all, to get started, I want to talk about what separation is, right, and how I define separation. And so separation to me is basically all around us not recognizing that we are all connected, right, not recognizing our oneness. So the way that I always talk about this is we find ourselves so many times in, when we're not, so when we, before we come down in our physical state, we're in an energy state. You know, if you've ever studied physics and science, you know that energy can only be change forms, right? It can never be deleted or destroyed. And so when we're in that energetic state, we are in what I call oneness, right? Because there's no, when you're in that energetic state, you're in infinite possibilities. You're in an expanded energy. And it's like there's no, where you end and where another energy begins, there's no boundaries with that. And so that's the truth of who we are, right? Because the truth of who we are is all around is all around this oneness, and it's all around the state of infinite possibilities. And it's interesting, right? Because we come into our physical bodies and we come into this way of being like, okay, this is where, you have a contained space, understandably, right? That's your physical body. So you come down in this physical body and it's like you recognize, okay, this is where I begin and end, and this is where, a friend, family member, loved one, partner, however you define it, where they end and begin. And there's this way that we, when we come down in our physical bodies, and part of it's intentionally, right? Because as a soul, we're constantly wanting to evolve. We're constantly wanting to expand into more. We're constantly wanting to open to more and to grow and to love more, right? So part of when we come down in these physical bodies and we buy into our differences, we buy into that separation, it works for us, right? Because as a soul, that's how we grow, right? As many of you guys have heard, it's all about the contrast, right? So if you have no contrast, which it's like in the energy state, from what I feel, from what I sense around that and remember, it's like it's more like everything's all good up there, right? So there's not that level of contrast that like when you come down in your physical body. So, you're in this physical body, and you're in this state of, separation, and we forget that we are all connected. We forget that we are all really one, right? And that it's kind of like we're just playing, we're mirror reflections of, of each other in this world. So many times, what you're seeing in someone else many times is something that totally lives in you, because we magnetize via our vibration, right? So like vibration attracts like vibration. And so, you know, when you're in that state, you end up, there ends up being that whole space of like, okay, well, you know, I'm magnetizing something that can show me more of myself, right? I'm magnetizing this mirror reflection. So, you know, first of all, it's really, really important when something is in your field. I've mentioned this before on the show, but when something is in your field, it's truly important to go, why is this in my field? What is this here to show me about me? And so it's interesting because I felt called to talk about separation on today's show because, you know, I was like thinking a lot because there's been a lot of different energies that have been coming up in my field that I've been seeing and seeing with my clients and seeing with my interactions. And I'm like, okay, sort of what is the common root of all of this? And so much of the common root of the way that we show up in any single way, it's all based in this idea of not remembering our oneness, right? Not remembering that we're all connected. And it's based in this idea of our, you know, of feeling separate from one another and creating situations where we feel separate. You know, obviously, not to go too far into the political situation, but obviously that was a prime way that showed up in our field, right? Was all around, okay, it's like you voted for this person and you voted for this person and I don't like that person because they didn't vote for who I voted for. And that ends up, again, it creates deeper separation. So it's interesting to look at like what causes separation, right? You know, we're in these physical bodies and we've forgotten that we're all connected many times. We've forgotten our internal oneness. And it's interesting because there's a theory and I'm going to explain this in the best way that I know possible. There's an interesting theory out there that's basically, you know, that we, you know, so we were all in the energetic state or we were all just energies, right? And there was this idea because everything we create in our environment is all planted from our thoughts and it's all planted from our feelings. So there's an idea that I've heard that is all rooted in this idea that we had this thought when we were in an energy state that was like, I wonder what it would be like to be different. I wonder what it would be like to be separate. And, you know, even deeper than that, you know, it's like no matter what you believe in, if you believe in, if you call it God, source, the universe, however you define it, you think about it, it's like we are that, right? So, you know, we are that. And so it's this important piece to start to say, okay, so part of that, like, oh, I wonder what it would be like to be separate from one another was this separateness or this abandonment of leaving, you know, leaving that God or leaving the universe, leaving source, right? And so if you think about that, because, you know, when you leave, like, so think about in, you know, in the physical world, if you've ever experienced a parent leaving, right? Or a, you know, anyone leaving, right? There's a lot of pain with that, right? There's a lot of pain, there's a lot of trauma, and there's a lot of ways that we show up as a result of that pain. And so if you look at it like that, like we're like, you know, God is the parent, right? And then we're the children. And you look at that where we like, we made that choice to, you know, leave God or to separate, right? And again, to move out of the truth of who we are, which is that oneness. You know, you look at all the pain that causes. And many times, you know, like, again, we're as humans, we're not conditioned to look at that pain. We're not conditioned to look at that, you know, like at like, oh my God, that we did anything wrong. So in an effort to make ourselves right, hopefully you're staying with me with this, because this is a really deep, we're having a really deep talk on Truth Talk today. But, you know, in an effort to make ourselves right, to make ourselves like, you know, okay, we created all these patterns, all these ways to show up, to move into kind of this defensive space, right? So, you know, for example, like if you've ever made another person wrong, that's rooted in separation. I'll give you an example of how this showed up in my field the other day. I was setting up for a yoga class and I had a few extra minutes. So I left my shoes on because I needed to take a break, right? And so it was one of those things where I needed to go downstairs before I was going to actually go into the class. And since I had some extra time, I left my shoes on before, so I didn't have to take my shoes off and put them back on and then take them off again. So someone felt the need. First, she said it to somebody else that was coming in. She's like, oh, she's not supposed to have her shoes on in here, right? And then she said it to me too. And it's interesting. And yes, there are rules and there are rules for a reason. And I would say it's like, you know, how do you show up when someone does something wrong? Do you feel the need to call them out on it? Do you feel the need to, like, does it somehow make you feel better about yourself if you call someone else out on that, right? Because for me, like the experience of that, like having someone do that, for me, I'll tell you, like it doesn't feel good, right? I'm sure like no one will say, oh, it feels good when someone's like criticizing me or trying to, you know, make me wrong. And so it's kind of one of those things, you know, as we start this conversation, we are going to take a quick break here. But, you know, as we start this conversation, I want you to think about like, where do you show up like that, right? You know, because I've had places where I show up like that too. So I'm not sitting here saying, oh, I never do that. Like I've done that too, right? And so it's important for us to start to, as we move into our oneness and as we move into the collective consciousness, it's important that we start to look at this space of like, oh, where do I feel the need to create differences, right? Where do I feel the need to kind of separate myself from one another or stand in my own righteousness to kind of make me boost myself up to kind of push down another person, right? Because that's when we've kind of lost our connection and we've lost that ability to really be compassionate no matter what. And so we are going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Truth Talk, and I am your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we are going to explore more about this. And in the interim, I just invite you to kind of start to think about, like I said, I'm giving you a ton of awarenesses right now, and this is a huge conversation. So on the break, I just invite you to start to think about this and think about where you show up in this way. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature, enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire, allow more light with more ease, and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spirit Fire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spirit Fire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey listeners, would you love to have the most imaginable relationships ever? David Karsher has just finished his breakthrough book, The 7 Spiritual Strategies for Fulfilling Relationships, and he is giving you a copy. Learn to move any important relationship in your life forward like never before. Visit davidkarsher.com/blessing or transformationtalkradio.com to receive this incredible gift. Once again, that's davidkarsher.com/blessing.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. Today, on today's show, we are talking about separation, right? And we're talking about these ways that we feel the need to how we separate, right? Why that started even to begin with, and then how we show up, right? How we show up in terms of like, okay, what are the ways that we create more separation in our environment? And it's interesting because before we left, I was talking about this idea of when we created our separation and that separation that we created from God, source, the universe, like again, however you define it, right? And how much pain that causes. And then from that pain, there stems all of these patterns. And the pattern that I was talking about when we left was all around where we make others wrong, right? And so another version, so it's where we make others wrong, where we feel the need to make ourselves right, where we feel the need to make ourselves wrong, right? And so just notice, because those versions are playing within all of us, right? Because again, from that pain of that perceived separation from God and that like that feeling left, that abandonment, that ends up creating this space where we're like, okay, I'm now going to go into a defended place or a defensive place and kind of, I'm going to, stand in my own righteousness, the term that I had used, and just where am I going to stand in and defend myself, right? Because the truth of the matter is like, the way everything's playing out, it's all perfect, right? And it's all just happening exactly as it should be. But it's just sort of this nuance that we, that is occurring where we can start to go, okay, where are the places where I feel the need to kind of put myself down or put others down or put, or make myself right in these situations, right? And it's interesting because another version of this that plays out that's very strong is sort of where we play better than or worse than, right? And so what I mean by that is like if you look at like a better than mentality, right? You know, if you've ever met someone who kind of feels like they're in their ego or they're like, oh, look at how great, or I know so much, you don't know anything, sort of this need that where someone needs to kind of or feels the need to put other people in their place. That's playing from a better than energy. Now, on the flip side, there's like a less than energy, right? And when we allow ourselves to be, to be diminished, when we allow ourselves to be smaller than, I had a friend that was talking to me about a situation at her job where she was just talking about where a coworker of hers was basically talking down to her and then also talking down to about her to her manager, right? And she was trying to take the high road. So it's interesting. And especially, the more and more you kind of get intertwined into the spiritual world, we end up having these dynamics where we're like, oh, but I'm going to take the high road and I don't want to put that person down. Like we're trying to choose, choose kindness, right? You're trying to choose from the heart. You're trying to choose from that connection. But there was a way in this interaction that she described to me, and this is a really common energy that's up right now, which is why I wanted to bring it to the forefront. There's a way that the way she described this and that interaction was all around this way that she was sort of allowing herself to be diminished or allowing herself to be less than. Because if she's trying to take the high road and then she's not directly addressing the conflict, there's this place that all of a sudden, you end up in a situation where you're like, it's like you kind of end up buying into this person's reality who thinks that they're allowed to do that, right? Who thinks that they, you know, that they can show up that way. So there's this level of entitlement that comes on the other end of things. And if we don't know as beings, you know, like I said, when we're trying to be spiritual, when you're trying to be kind, when you're trying to choose compassion, but in that process, if we don't know how to actually stand in our truth, which means like, how do you stand up for yourself without having to like necessarily hurt or bash, you know, that other person, but how do you stand up for yourself and honor yourself in that moment? And so for me, it was interesting because I had a meeting with someone over the weekend, and I've known this person for about a year now, but we have never actually met in person. And when we met, you know, we were having a nice conversation, but you could tell, like, you know, of course I'm an energy healer, and when I'm in interactions with people that are not, my clients, I end up, I'm not reading them. There's no reading happening, right? If something's really in my face, then I'll just know what's going on. But in general, I'm not sitting there going, what's going on with this person? Oh, this is this pattern. And so it was interesting because, you know, as we were talking, there was an energy in our conversation of like him sort of like we're all students and we're all teachers, but there was this energy of like kind of him knowing more than me. And it was like, it was interesting because I'm having this internal processing, like I see what's going on and I'm like, I don't know why he's showing up this way. But like at some point he even started to try to like coach me without like getting my permission. And it was so interesting because I'm like having this internal conversation of like, how do I stand in my truth right now? Like, I don't want to like hurt him. Like I see him from his heart and I want to honor his heart. And yet how do I stand in my truth and honor myself, right? Where I don't end up sitting in a conversation where, first of all, he's coaching me without permission, which is totally unacceptable. And then, you know, just where I'm in this conversation where we're, you know, where like I'm kind of like dimming my light to be in his presence. And so I'm having this internal conversation and I finally just ended up having a relational conversation with him because that was one piece. Many times when we are in our better than energy, like we're teaching or like spewing versus actually connecting and being relational. And you know, there's a time and place absolutely for teaching, right? But it's like if you're having lunch with a friend, that may not be that time and place, right? And so it was interesting because I had this opportunity to say, you know, I'm struggling right now and to share what was going on for me without me feeling that like having to put him down. So that was the balance, right? I was like, okay, how do I share what's going on with me, which that conversation looked like, you know, I'm struggling right now. I'm noticing myself like, you know, dimming my light to be around you. I'm like, I'm literally not saying anything. And, you know, so I had to share, okay, here's what's going on for me right now in this moment. And what was interesting about it is he received it, right? Because part of it is like, you know, maybe not everyone, you know, right in this moment is fully equipped to be able to like have those conversations and be able to receive those conversations if someone is talking to you about something that's going on for them. But I knew that he could handle it, right? I knew that I either was going to leave, you know, our conversation completely, or I was going to share what was going on for me. And so, you know, I just ended up saying, like, I'm noticing I'm uncomfortable right now. This is what's going on for me. And I just shared what was, you know, I just shared what was up for me in that moment. And so, it was really, really interesting because he received it, which was great. And, you know, it ended up bringing us closer where we could have a more, you know, open conversation. Because what I was doing as he was talking to me, you know, kind of more talking at me, I was shutting myself down And where do we do that, right? And when I communicated to him, you know, I was like he's like, oh, you know, he was very, very centered around like, just be yourself, right? And I'm like, well, actually, I'm being very mindful right now. I'm being very cautious with you because I'm actually very, like, I care about your heart and I don't want to just spew something out because, you know, like, again, that would have been me. I could have reflected that to him and I could have stood in my own quote unquote righteousness or stood in my own place, right? But I was like, no, I want to be really mindful of your heart. And so I want to ask you, I want to plant the seed of, you know, can you see someone from their heart? You know, it's so much easier to kind of like, you know, like, especially if someone's like criticizing or attacking or, you know, whatever version of that, right? So it's so much easier to kind of go into that place and then meet them where they are. But, you know, part of our journey is like, and again, as you get more and more aware, it's like, oh my God, like you don't want to show up that way. You don't want to hurt someone. So you're like, okay, I'm trying to be really mindful here. And there's that human side, you know, in that conversation with my friend, there was definitely that human side of me that was like, I want to show him how much I know too, right? And so, you know, there's these places where we get challenged, right? Where we get an opportunity to open to more. And so in that moment for me, I had the opportunity to open to being more relational, to sharing my insides, to knowing that I could share my insides, and also to saying like, okay, what's most important to me? Is it important to me to be right, or is it important to me to be kind? And there's a saying, it's like smart people think it's more important to be, or something like this. Smart people think it's more important to be right than kind. Wise people know that it's more important to be kind than right. And so, you know, as we evolve and we were kind of return to that oneness and we take this journey with our soul and we start to open to more as we evolve, it's about, you know, it's about, you get a choice in every moment, right? So you can choose if you want to be right in that one moment, but the journey is about moving more into kindness versus saying like, this is how much I know. Let me show you how much I know. Like I'm going to make myself right, even if it's at the cost of making you wrong or putting you down. And so we're going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Truth Talk and I am your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we're going to explore more on ending separation. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's Silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hello, I'm your host, Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk. Today, we are talking about ending separation. And so it's interesting because before the break, we were talking about, you know, better than and less than energies. And really, you know, delve deeper into some other aspects of where separation exists and how that plays out. But before we do that, I do want to point out all about how you handle when someone's different from you, right? How do you show up when someone's different from you? And how do you feel? What do you do? What do you project outward? And what's going on inside of you, right? And many times too, I think I've mentioned this maybe once before, but it's a really important one to mention. Many times when we are jealous, that's just a sign within us of something that we are truly desiring. So I just want to say that one more time just to make sure, because it's really, really important. It's important to notice that when you are noticing that you're jealous of another person, to check in and see, where am I desiring that in my life? And is that a reason why I'm jealous? Because many times that jealousy has good information for us. And so it's just being able to notice that, to tune into that, and to say, okay, like I'm, you know, like, oh my gosh, this is just a sign to help me to show me more of myself and show me something that I'm truly desiring and show me that like that's something that I should be moving towards. And so before we kind of dive into this next topic, for anyone that's new to listening, I want to share with you my Living in Your Truth guide. So, you know, the title of this show is all around truth talk, right? And I'm all about truth and really helping us to move into our truth, right? And today we're talking about ending separation and moving into oneness, which is, again, the return to our truth. But I just want to share with you, I have a Living in Your Truth guide, and it's literally a guide. It's like, it's got 12 months worth of steps. It's one step per month, so it's not like it's a crazy amount of step, but it's a 30-page guide that I created. And I actually really channeled it. I actually channeled it on the day that Wayne Dyer crossed over. But the guide is put together with literally you take one step per month, and you don't have to do the step every day. You haven't failed if you just do the steps as often as you can. But it's just meant to take, you know, you give gives you one new step to really peeling back and opening and stepping into your truth, one step at a time. So I just want to encourage you, that if you haven't already downloaded that guide, you can get that guide at just bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide. Again, that's bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide. And the guide is filled with all these inspirational quotes and just like everything that I do is from an energy. And so the energy there's an energy that's been channeled through that guide that's meant to help, quote unquote, enlighten you. So it's just meant, again, it's the return to our true selves, right? It's the return to the truth of who we are. And so, you know, part of these pieces of separation and what causes separation, it's all these different layers of patterns, right? And I just want to talk to you, you know, today we're talking about the most prevalent patterns that I'm seeing in our field, in our world right now. So we were talking about better than and less than. And then now I want to actually move on to, you know, where we look outside of ourselves for value, for happiness, for the answers, right? We are so conditioned as a society and as a whole to do, to show our value. So we're so conditioned to prove like we're valuable by doing. And the truth of the matter is, and it's like, it's interesting because I was at a dinner party that I was actually, I facilitated an energy clearing at this dinner party the other evening. But, you know, I'm at this dinner party and it was so interesting because even it's like you could feel that energy of like, look at how much I've accomplished, right? And that way that that gets stepped in and seeded into like that's, look, I'm valuable because look at how much of the stuff that I've accomplished in my life, right? And so, you know, I want you to notice where that lives within you, right? Where do you look outside of yourself for value, for happiness, for the answers, right? Like, where are you looking to others to tell you what's right? I know for me, it's really interesting what I was noticing, and my guides are trying to decondition me from this. So, you know, of course, I'm an intuitive, right? And I'm like connected to all these different dimensions. But part of this is like I grew up actually in a family full of attorneys. And so I got conditioned very strongly that there was only one right answer. And I got strongly conditioned into black and white thinking, like, you know, there's only one right answer. And what is the right answer? And if I do this, it's not the right answer. And so, you know, with my guides and with my intuition, I got conditioned into like, should I do this, right? Is this the right thing? And I'm constantly checking in, right? As I've taken this journey, it's interesting because part of the journey for me has been moving out of the mind and into my heart. And, you know, it's like the heart is where the intuition exists. It's where that your true truth exists. So it's a beautiful journey, but you know, part of this conditioning is moving out of like, okay, you know, I'm moving out of that black and white, you know, thinking, moving out of like, okay, there's only one right way to do something. And if I don't do it that way, then I've failed. And so for the longest time, my guides would just answer me, which was very generous of them, but I know that they know that I'm ready to shift my perspective, because when we get into black and white thinking, we've moved out of infinite possibilities. And so I want to talk about a little bit about infinite possibilities, right? Because again, you know, I mentioned, you know, when we're in that energy state and we're in our oneness, we are also in infinite possibilities. And so it's really, really important to mention, you know, many times we get conditioned to say, I'm choosing from box A or box B. For instance, I'm going to choose to do something that my parents did, or I'm going to choose to do the exact opposite. And there's a gazillion possibilities that live in between box A and box B. And so I just want to encourage you to look at and say, where does that live within me, right? Where am I in black and white thinking? Where am I not choosing from infinite possibilities? Where am I choosing? Because in essence, if you're like, I'm going to do what my mom did, or I'm going to do the opposite, you're choosing from the not, right? You're focused on what isn't versus what really is, right? You're choosing from, I'm going to be like this, or I'm not going to be like this. And so there's this opportunity that we have. And like I said, you know, my guides are deconditioning from me from this right now. Cause then now I'm like, okay, should I do this? And like, they're giving me like jumbled words. They're not giving me actually any real words, like at least in this English language. And so I like what my sense of what that is or what that's about is this whole way that, like I said, I got caught in, there's only one right way to do something, right? And so I just want you to notice where that lives within you, right? Where do you get caught up in looking, you know, looking to someone else for the answers, right? Looking outside of yourself for, you know, for that value, for happiness, right? And really like basing your worth on your to-do list. And also like another piece of that is where we value only certain aspects of ourselves. Like, it's like, if you only value the parts of you that accomplish things, you know, the truth of the matter is all the pieces of ourselves, not just the quote unquote good parts or the parts that get things done, but all pieces of ourselves are lovable, are beautiful, are, you know, are perfect, whole and complete. But there's this shift in perspective. You know, I know people many times talk about the shadow. And I don't believe the shadow exists, actually. I think we like to define it as humans. Again, it's this way that we create separation when we're like, okay, I'm going to even separate myself from myself, right? So I'm going to say, this is the parts I love about myself, and these are parts I want to have nothing to do with, right? And so the shadow is one interesting thing where we're like, okay, like I created this shadow, instead of being like, wait, no, that's just another part of me that I love, right? That's another part of my wholeness, right? So just notice within you, like where you've defined this space, where you've defined the space around like, okay, I'm, you know, like where do you make certain parts of you wrong, right? Because part of the journey is, can you integrate these all back into one, right? Can you integrate these all back into wholeness and into completeness, right? And so it's part of this is like, is saying like, oh my God, you know, the parts of my pain or whatever version of that exists for you, right? Like the parts that you're like, oh, this is bad, or I don't want anyone to know about this. Can you start to love those parts and then integrate them back into you? And so, you know, it's really, really important. It's interesting because, you know, one thing that that happened this weekend that's very, very interesting and fun is this way that, so this person I had met, I had this, you know, this, meeting with, he said to me at one point in the meeting, and this is, I've never heard this before, but I was like, oh my God, this is so interesting. And how do I feel about this? He said to me, you know, part of your problem is you love yourself too much. And I was like, oh my God, that's such an interesting thing, right? And I didn't say this to him because again, it's like this level of kindness, but if I, you know, if I was gonna go there, it's like, well, where don't you love yourself enough, right? And so it's interesting, right? Because there's the space of like narcissists, right? Narcissism, where that self-love isn't from like a genuine open energy of love, because I love myself just as much as I love every other person, right? So like there's this self-love that beams for me, and it ends up magnetizing people because people are like, oh, I want more of that self-love too, right? And so, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, noticing, like, okay, like where in you, like how, first of all, how would that message land for you? Right. Because I can tell you, like, there was something about it to me that was, it felt heavy. Like it felt heavy in my heart. And I was like, oh, you know, like, cause we get so conditioned, like, oh no, you know, I got to put others before me, and it's wrong to love, you know, to love myself. It's wrong to feel that way, right? And so notice, like, you know, like if you were told that, how that would land in you. And like I said, I do think that there's this nuance between, okay, if you're a narcissist, that's not the kind of self-love I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about this journey. Like I knew that my journey was, can I love myself above everything else, right? Can I love the pieces of me that you know, people might find icky or whatever? Like, can I love all versions of myself, right? And so, you know, it's interesting because, like, what comes up for me around that is, like what, you know, as you take this journey, right, and you're resonating everything back into wholeness, and you're moving into that space where you just truly love yourself from a really genuine, heartfelt place, I don't think that there's any way that you could love yourself too much, right? You know, like it's a common pattern where we get conditioned to like put, you know, put others before others first, right? And we get conditioned like, oh, I'm wrong if I put myself first. But, you know, what the world needs more than anything right now, and the creation of this ending of separation, a huge piece of this, the world needs people who love themselves that much, right? You know, that love themselves that much that they're willing to take a stand for themselves. You know, that love themselves that much that they're willing to do whatever it takes to be happy, right? For their happiness. They're doing whatever it takes to heal their pain. Like, to me, that's what the world, you know, more than anything else, that's what the world needs, you know, needs more of. Right? And think about that. It's like if we had people that were legitimately like, I'm worth it. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to heal, you know, my trauma, my abuse, even if that's not something you've gone through, right? But I'm going to heal the pieces of me that I don't love. I'm going to love those back into wholeness. You know, if the world had people that loved themselves that much, you know, it's like, like, first of all, then, you know, like I was talking about the mirror reflection, that'll get reflected in your environment, right? It's like, oh, other people will love you just as much as that, right? And, you know, there's that place where it's like if people were showing up that way, all of a sudden we'd have like a much happier planet. Because if you think about it, it's like, okay, it's one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, like a planet of like people that love themselves and that like, that's where like true happiness stems from, right? Because if I know that I'm worth it, then I'm prepared to do whatever it takes to leave, you know, the job that makes me miserable, right? I'm prepared to do whatever it takes to leave the relationship that makes me miserable. I'm prepared to do whatever it takes to make sure that I stay healthy and to feed myself well and to, you know, to, if someone's treating me poorly, whether that's in relationship or that's in a friendship or it's in family, like to not accept that, right? And it's when we stop accepting those things and we tell the universe like no more, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, like that person's like, wait, oh yeah, I can't treat, you know, treat them like this. And so I just want to plant that seed. Like you can't, like if it's really from that true authentic place and it's not from like, look at how great I am. It's not from the ego or narcissist place. Like I believe you can't, you know, you truly cannot love yourself, you know, too much. And so, you know, I want to finish today's, you know, today's segment with an energy clearing. And I want to, you know, I want to finish it with some of the energies that have been, you know, brought up on today's call. And so with that, if you're new to energy clearing, basically we're going to bring light all the way through the body. And the light is really the truth of who we are. It's the truth of who we came here to be. And from what I've seen, it's the quickest way for us to shift, transform, and change. And so, you know, I just want to, you know, we're going to be bringing light all the way through the body. And then I'm going to have you expand that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And that is, you know, all about us. You know, we've been talking about this ending of separation. And basically, that's the return. When we expand out and we remember that truth of how expansive we truly are, of how, you know, light and open and connected, you know, and we, that we live in this world of infinite possibilities, that is truly the truth of who we are. And then I might say something like, everywhere you don't love yourself. And I want you to see that coming out of your body. And I'll give you a positive alternative to breathe in, like light, like love, like truth. And if something else comes up that you want to breathe in, don't hesitate to do that as well. And so just with that, we're going to go ahead and take just a nice deep breath. And just breathing in through your nose and filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out. And again, just taking a nice deep breath, just breathing in through your nose and just filling your belly, the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out. And just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. And we naturally do this when we pray. So just see, sense, or feel that light. And just beginning to allow that liquid light to come down in through your forehead, good, down past your eyes, to allow you to see the truth of who you are and see the truth of who you are meant to be. And just moving that liquid light down into your nose and into your ears to allow you to hear the truth of who you are and hear the truth of who you are meant to be. And moving that liquid light down into your mouth and into your throat to allow you to speak out the truth of who you are and speak out the truth of who you are meant to be. And moving that liquid light across your shoulders down into your heart to allow you to feel the truth of who you are and feel the truth of who you are meant to be. And moving that liquid light down into your solar plexus to allow you to stand in your truth and the truth of how powerful you truly are at all times. And moving that liquid light down into your stomach and into your hips to allow you to stand ground in and create the truth of who you are and the truth of who you are meant to be. And moving that liquid light down into your legs and out through your feet to allow you to move towards the truth of who you are and move towards the truth of who you are meant to be. And just connecting into the center of the earth, the center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just bringing that liquid light back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And just one more time, just bringing that liquid light down, covering every crevice of your face, down your neck, across your shoulders and down your back and torso, down your arms and out through your fingertips, down into your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. Good. And back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And just expanding that from above and below, expanding that from your heart into the room that you're in. Just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. Expanding that out into the entire building. Just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. And expanding that out into the entire city that you're in, wherever you are. Again, just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. And expanding it out into the entire state or country you're in, again, wherever you are located. Just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. And just opening, expanding, and breathing. And out past the entire continent, just super, super, super big, and just open, expanding, and breathing. And just open, expanding, and breathing. And out past the entire world. Just super, super, super big. Just open, expanding, and breathing. Just out past the entire universe, past all the planets, past all the galaxies, past all the stars. Just super, super, super big. And just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And everywhere you're moving from your patterns, everywhere you're not moving from your truth, everywhere you're in separation in some way, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. And breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. Everywhere you're making the choice to be right over protecting someone's heart, everywhere you're making the choice to be right over compassion, everywhere you have a need to make others wrong, everywhere you have a need to be right, everywhere you make yourself wrong, everywhere you play in better than or less than energies, which is just both of them are equivalent to either or, because they're all the same vibration. Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in enough, and breathing in self-love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in enough, and breathing in self-love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in enough, and breathing in self-love. And just everywhere you're looking outside of yourself for value, for happiness, for the answers. And everywhere is part of that, you know, you do for value. So you get your value from doing and you don't value your being. And everywhere is part of that, you know, you're in black and white thinking. You think there's only one right answer. Just exhaling that out of your body. And again, just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in infinite possibilities and breathing in enough. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in infinite possibilities, breathing in being and breathing in enough. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in infinite possibilities, breathing in being, and breathing in enough. And just everywhere that you don't love yourself, right? Everywhere you don't You don't love yourself everywhere you think loving yourself is narcissistic, everywhere you put others first, everywhere you don't put yourself first, everywhere that you're playing out some version of like loving yourself is not good or you're not worthy of being loved, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light and breathing in love and breathing in self-love, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love and breathing in self-love, and breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. And just slowly feeling your feet flat on the ground, slowly bringing your energy back into your body, feeling your body wherever you are sitting. And just taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. And when you're ready, slowly opening your eyes. And with that, I want to thank you all for tuning into Truth Talk. I always love hearing from my audience. If you have a comment on the show or would like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for the free Living in Your Truth guide that I mentioned earlier. And make sure to tune in 2 weeks as I will be talking with Pamela Horton, host of the Calling the Real You podcast. So in the meantime, I hope you have a great week, and I'll look forward to talking with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.